Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Kaiser, K-I-Z-Z-I-A-R, address is 15018 Humbug Road, Magalia, California, 95954. Phone is 709-519-4723. ID is XXXXX3490. Date of birth is 8/8/1953, 69-year-old. Woman. This is addressed to, I'm sorry, her insurance is, Medicare/AARP. It is addressed to Dr. Brian Caudle, C-A-U-D-L-E, Adventist Health, Skyway Dash, capital R, capital H, capital C, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969-5624. His Phone is 530-872-2000. Fax is 530-251-6318. The clinical indication is evaluation for cognitive decline. Dear Dr. Cottle and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Stacy Kizier for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Stacy was seen today accompanied by her daughter and her son-in-law, who were very concerned about the more recent and rapid progression of her cognitive impairment and altered behaviors by their report. New paragraph, she's had at least three major episodes of apparent mental confusion or dissociation within the last year. At least one episode in which EMS was notified and she was taken to Enloe Hospital for evaluation. Subparagraph by their report, parenthesis, records I don't have in parenthesis, they did not determine that she had a psychiatric problem, and CT imaging of the brain was reported to be non-contributory. She was identified at that time to have a urinary tract infection, responding to antibiotics and improving over a period of time. New paragraph. They gave an additional history of progressive cognitive impairment with difficulty in object placement and recollection over the last 1 to 2 years. New paragraph. They have tried to work to find placement for her, but this has not been rewarding. Subparagraph, at this time, she claims she wants to be left alone so that she can continue to live at home. New paragraph. As you remember, MR imaging of the brain was accomplished at your request on June 13th at Open Systems Imaging, a contrast-non-contrast study, not done with neuroquantitative analysis, but showing an essentially insignificant finding with some left mastoid air cell opacification. New paragraph. Laboratory testing for evaluation completed through your office was entirely unremarkable. For common medical problems associated with degenerative dementia or medically induced cognitive impairment. New paragraph, further questioning reveals that amongst other episodes, she's had at least one period of mental incapacity described as catalepsy. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and presentation, I am ordering additional laboratory testing to exclude disorders of accelerated cognitive decline. New paragraph. She will be scheduled for diagnostic static and possibly ambulatory EEG to exclude epilepsy, since her disorders and changes in behavior are periodic and somewhat stereotypical. New paragraph. We are referring her for psychiatric evaluation to the local psychiatric group. New paragraph. I had an extended evaluation with Stacy and her family today. Subparagraph. My mental status evaluation demonstrates that today she is alert-oriented and quite pleasingly communicative, demonstrating intelligence and humor, with preserved memory. New paragraph. The findings of her unremarkable laboratory and MR imaging studies would suggest that her presentation is not necessarily associated with progressive degenerative dementia. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns.